weighing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. But this program is about the lines themselves. We're going right to the lines, right to the lines. In order, starting with Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
Hi. I think you're really a fair guy. You do give me time to speak, but then you got to give me a time. If you say something like the other day, I brought up the fact about how come Nancy Pelosi isn't subpoenaed to talk, and some of these officials, police officers at the Capitol weren't subpoenaed during these hearings and stuff like that. And then you said, I read on the internet or something like that, and then I didn't get a chance to respond. No, I heard it out of my own ears. Ted Cruz interviewing a woman from the FBI, and every time he asked her a question, like, you know, why weren't the National Guard brought in? And then she said, I can't answer that. Why were all these police officers sent home early that day? I can't answer that. It wasn't that I read this off the internet. It's what I heard out of my own ears and saw out of my own eyes, you know, with Cruz interviewing her. Now, the point, that's one thing. Now, this morning you mentioned about, and you do support people being protected and threats put, you know, threatened against them and stuff like that. But what about Kathy Griffin when she's out there having a rope around a puppet of Trump, dragging that around and hanging him? Johnny Depp going out there and saying to a group of people, you know, when was the last time a president was assassinated? Maybe it's about time something like that happens now. Madonna, she says, I'm thinking about blowing up the White House. Now, how come these people are not in federal prisons right now for death threats?
Well, let me respond to all that, Gary, because we have limited time. We have 2 hours here. And I'm happy to give you plenty of time. If a liberal called into any conservative radio station, they wouldn't even be put on the air. So I am happy to put you on. That said, I've got to address some of what you said. First of all, we said that Ted Cruz is one of the least reliable people that I have ever seen. And you said he interviewed a woman who's an FBI agent. She said, I can't answer why there was no National Guard there. The reason was because Trump did not order the military or the National Guard in, but Pence did. Pence called up. He heard people saying, hang Mike Pence. He said, send the National Guard and the military. And then Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for Trump, called back and countermanded it, said Trump's the commander in chief, not Pence. Call off the dogs. Secondly, there are not a lot of people just released or let home early, wherever you may have heard that. There was not a lot of police officers there simply because what they had was normally sufficient. Nobody could anticipate that Trump, Mo Briggs, Giuliani, and the rest would get up there and say, go up and storm the Capitol. So there's that. Secondly, when you're talking about various celebrities, about what they said about violence, I couldn't agree more. Arrest them if they said that. Now, I do not ever recall Madonna saying she should blow up the White House, okay? If she said something like that, the Secret Service would have come. So one of the things you may want to sort out is what you hear accurate, or is it on the internet? When you say it's your own ears, say with Cruz, I've just given you the response to that. The woman didn't say anything other than I can't answer it. What is she going to say? The president of the United States is a traitor and he countermanded a lawful order by the vice president? She's not going to say that. The one thing that you did say about a celebrity was the one that put the noose around the Trump doll. That is true. That is true. I don't know if Johnny Depp said that, whatever you said he said. Maybe he did. If he did, he should be prosecuted. The woman that had the noose around the neck should be prosecuted. Now, I will tell you this. There was a, at the UW-Madison football game a couple of years ago, it was during the 2016 race. Somebody showed up in the stands and they had a noose around Hillary Clinton's neck and they had a noose around Eric Holder's neck, you know, a puppet. And I advocated at the time, prosecute them. That's a threat, just like the woman that did it with the Trump doll. Absolutely. Prosecute them. That stuff has never gotten prosecuted. Why has it never gotten prosecuted? Go, oh, well, you know, just give them a good talking to. That was the whole point of my segment, Gary, is I want to be a lot more aggressive about doing it. And I don't care if it's Johnny Depp. I don't care if it's whatever the celebrity was you said with the noose. I don't care if it's Madonna. If she did say that, prosecute him. Absolutely. But prosecute the other side, too. With regard to how often you get on here, you get as much or more time than any of the other callers that get in. I got 2 hours. I don't have time for a dialogue with everybody. Everybody gets one call for my show, one call. And then when they have it, they have their say, then I respond. And you just came and responded from the other day. That's fine. But you have to understand, you know, we are advertisers, and this is not the Matt and Gary show. This is the Matt show. So thank you for calling. I invite you to do it again. Lines are live. We're going next. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I don't know. I'm sickened. I'm sickened by the whole gal dang bunch of those people. I'm sickened by our Nazi senator, Ron Johnson, who pulled that crap. And then when he's all over nightly laugh shows, what he did. It isn't even funny what he did to the people in the state of Wisconsin trying to mess up our votes, you know, totally disregard our votes, break the Golding law, and he keeps running around and collecting money and making decisions on Homeland Security. Give me a effing break. I am so sick of these people trying to cover up the worst crime of the century that's ever happened in our goddamn government, and these sons of guns are still collecting our taxpayer dollars. These people committed a goddamn crime, and I can't wait till they get them all together and line them up and put them on a bus, and they can't ship those people far enough away or in a deep prison, as far as I'm concerned, because this is nuts. And God darn it, the guy that sticks kids in cages, give me a break. The guy who lies about a pandemic starting, give me a break. The guy who gave the biggest tax cuts to the wealthiest people, give me a break. Those Republicans don't do a goddamn thing for the people in our country except cause chaos and death. So, goddarn it, I've had it with these people. And start watching the goddarn hearings, sir, because you know what? You better wake up, because you're hurting all of us with your fake news and your fake excuses for these people that aren't even Republicans. I mean, they're just sick. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Matt.
Right. Thanks a lot, Gene. I love your passion, as always. And all I'll say is this, is all points of view are welcome. And people can call in, and I give them their say a little bit. And I give the response, which is usually, I think, plenty, but I'm glad to have other responses. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. And Gary is looking for a second shot, and we'd all like that second shot some mornings, but that's just the way it is. That, and with the recent evidence coming out with Ron Johnson, I mean, the denial's there, and we'll have to see the full information there, but I'm wondering how far the whole fake electors thing is going to drill down in the whole in our state capitol there, because it sounds like Scott Fitzgerald was involved in it, that because he set up the meeting room for those guys to get together and have their little, you know, make their fraudulent, you know, fake elector ballots, and that every single one of them, no matter how tangentially connected to this, should actually, you know, get drawn into this and be prosecuted for it, because, you know, that the whole, and the whole accessory after the fact, who's trying to cover this thing up, you know, who's, you know, in the damage control mode right here, that if you're covering up for a crime, that it's a whole different thing than this than trying to damage control.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And we're going to do a segment on the fraudulent electors that's coming up. Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. That's excellent comments. Pizza Box Mike, we have about 2 minutes. If you can boil it down, my friend, what's on your mind, a Pizza Box Mike?
Yeah, Gary, I just got to let you know that Robin Boss is not responsible for calling up the National Guard or the police as Speaker of the House, and neither is Nancy Pelosi. That's the governors and also the police departments and the president that can do that kind of thing. And Gary, this alternate slate of electors to match the alternate state of reality that you people live in, and I will say you people, have you seen the ads by the Republicans? Over 100 ads all about guns, hunting rhinos, and all this stuff. Don't talk about violence when it's taken out of context, when you're talking about somebody that may have made a joke. But Gary's ears heard it, everybody. It was his ears that heard it, not his eyes or his brain or anything else that's watching this. His ears.
Pizza Box, you are terrific. Pizza Box Mike is my fellow host. Pizza Box Mike co-hosts, or he guest hosts this show sometimes. He also has a terrific show on the weekend, Saturday, Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. He says it really direct, and he's right on the money. Pizza Box Mike, thank you for coming in with that excellent comment. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on a couple of themes that came in from the callers. Couple of themes about the fake electors. There was some more blockbuster information on Ron Johnson yesterday. This is going to be a defining issue in the campaign for the Senate, and it's very, very serious for him. You recall that his guy who's now his chief of staff was a staffer, contacted one of Pence's staff about a half an hour before everything broke loose on January 6th, late in that morning, and said, we have a package. I have a package to deliver to Mike Pence. And the Pence aide says, what is it? And he said that it is a electors for the states of Wisconsin and Michigan. And Pence's aide says, don't send it. Well, let me unpack that a little bit. One of the things that Ron Johnson's staffer said was not true, which was at the direction of Ron Johnson, he said they had not been received by the National Archives. They had not been received. That was false. The true electors with the certification from the governor and the secretary of state were sent, but also the fake electors that met in Madison did send theirs to the National Archives. Both were sent. The National Archives looked at it. They saw that one was a forgery and only sent the other ones over to Pence to be counted, which is the law. What Ron Johnson was trying to do was to say, well, the National Archives wouldn't send it on, so I'm going to do an end run and get them right to Pence, and then Pence should get up, hold up Michigan and Wisconsin, and say, well, here's some other ones. There's doubt. Send it back to the states. Let Trump go on in a sea of appeals to Republican judges and stay in the presidency. Well, let me tell you something. You saw the video, I think, by now. Johnson walking along, pretending to be on the phone. Reporter goes, you're not on the phone. I can see your screen. And then he keeps talking to him. Said, I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing about it. One of the callers, Gina Eau Claire, made the point, how did he get the Michigan electors? You know, what does he have to do with Michigan? He was a mule. He was a messenger for Trump to try to circumvent the National Archives, to untruthfully say to Pence's aide that they hadn't received this when they had, and made the judgment that they were only going to send the real electors on. That's what happened. And another piece of breaking news, subpoenas have now gone out to fake electors all over the country. Garland is looking at this very seriously. My question is, we're in Wisconsin. We had 10 fake electors, including a former chairman of the Republican Party, including the chairwoman of the 8th Congressional District, that's Green Bay area, Republican Party, were fake electors. Voss is the one that engineered the conference room and tried to conceal it. And Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, was in on it. He was a state senator at the time. This is a felony to falsely tell the government in an official document that you're the electors when you're not, to try to circumvent the counting of the votes. Why haven't these people been prosecuted? Well, now it looks like Garland is going that way. There's nothing to stop the attorneys general of Wisconsin and Michigan from doing it. It should be done. They have jurisdiction. They deferred it for whatever reason to Garland. Here's another question. These subpoenas all went out in New Mexico, Arizona, fake electors. What about Wisconsin's fake electors? Those of you who are out there who are journalists, start sniffing around. Did any of our people get those subpoenas? I suspect that the answer will be, with at least a couple of them, that they were asked to come in and they actually did go in. And I would like to see their testimony. It is reported that one of them said, well, the only reason I agreed to this is because I assumed that this would not be activated until a court said that Trump won. I don't buy that. This happened on January 6th. They were being sent to Pence. Courts had long before that said that Biden won. The Wisconsin Supreme Court 4-3 said that Biden won. I don't buy that at all. I do not buy that at all. But you should know that these subpoenas have now gone out nationwide. We're going to the lines. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack of Milwaukee?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
I have a question to ask you. A couple of weeks ago, one of these television shows that come on late at night, I forget which one it was, Stephen Colbert or whatever. Anyhow, he had two guests on his show. They're collaborating to write a book on the Watergate scandal with Richard Nixon. I think one of the authors was Bob Woodward, and I forget the other guy's name. Anyhow, when you write a book on something, you've got to do a lot of researching and interview people.
Right.
And they were interviewing he was a Republican. Of course, these are all Republicans they were interviewing. And the subject came up about Trump. And he kind of mentioned that he knows of 10 Republican senators that detest Trump. Well, you know, detest, that's a pretty strong word. That's worse than, like I don't like somebody. And then, then they went to the next guy, and they interviewed him. He said, 10? She said, try 40 senators. And, my question is this. You had two chances to get rid of this criminal, this traitor. Why didn't you do it? So that was my question. Thank you for the time.
Jack, bye. You know, that's a good question. And the reason is because the vote was public. One of them said, if that had been a confidential vote, in other words, you don't get to see who voted which way, he said Trump would have been convicted and removed with 90 votes. 90 votes. They're afraid of him. He keeps attacking them. He attacks Moscow Mitch as a rhino and all this kind of stuff. And then he called Mitch McConnell a broken down old crow. And McConnell, and I don't, you know, McConnell is Moscow Mitch, but McConnell tried to make a joke out of it saying, well, Henry Clay, as he said, the great senator from Kentucky, he was not a great senator from anywhere, but he's famous. His favorite bourbon was Old Crow. And then McConnell would serve Old Crow. You know, he's tried to turn it around, But, you know, at some point when you start attacking people personally, I think they do detest him. And you're absolutely right, Jack. And I think that, and when it came to the impeachment is done in the House, the conviction is in the Senate. On the first impeachment vote on conviction based on Ukraine, there was only one Republican vote. It was Romney. The second one based on the insurrection, it was 8 Republican votes, but it took 17 because it takes 67 votes, 2/3 to convict. They were afraid, Jack. They were afraid that they would be thrown out in a primary, that Trump would attack them. They hate him. They hate him. And it's not just 10. And I think 40 is the right number. You know, 40 is the right number. If it had been a secret vote, he would have been removed. But it was a public vote. And I agree with it being a public vote. But the point of the matter is the party hates him. But who will bell the cat? The mice say, all right, let somebody put a bell on the cat so we know he's nearby. Very good. Who's going to bell the cat? That is what is the problem. The lines are still live. Do not go away. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Listen to the Shah 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Join Native Roots Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. for updates about Native news, culture, and activism. The 7 o'clock hour is for local programming, including the Paul Revere Show on Mondays, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays, and the Up North Podcast on Wednesdays. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Local older adults are in need of support through caring community volunteers. Help someone get to their medical appointment or grocery store, or lend a helping hand by providing seasonal yard cleanup support in the spring and fall. Volunteer with ARIS Senior Network by calling 262-549-3348 or visit www.eras.org. That's 262-549-3348 or www.eras.org.
Come on down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
WAUK and the Shah are the new kids on the radio block, and that block happens to be on Wisconsin Ave, Waukesha. Now is a great time to advertise locally with 540 AM and the Shah 101 FM. While the ads are inexpensive and the audience is rapidly growing. Sponsorships available for This Week in Waukesha, Raised in the Shah, or live local music on the weekends. Spring packages starting at just $495 a month. Get started today by emailing info at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Todd or Billy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you this morning. What I've been thinking about a lot lately is comes from Michael Lewis, the author of The Big Short about the financial crisis in 2008, made into a movie. He's got a podcast called Against the Rules, and he had a episode recently entitled Respect the Polygon. And he talks about how humans are built for narrative, anecdote, stories, rather than thinking in terms of probabilities. And we often talk about, you know, voters on the right being appearing uneducated in their views. And what I think they would say is that we're not built for thinking in terms of probabilities. And one paradoxical example is it seems quite easy to me to think in terms of probabilities. So therefore, I can't understand and can't hardly believe that people can't. But I think that does show itself in a lot of ways, from Gary not understanding that he doesn't get his chance to be on the radio as long as he wants all the time, and more serious things like people not understanding that, yes, there are adverse effects sometimes when somebody gets a COVID vaccine, but they are very, very rare, whereas it's very, very probable that you're going to get a good outcome. So that's a huge problem, it seems to me, in terms of people on the right. They can't do thinkings in terms of probability, and they make their decisions based on stories.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, that's fascinating. I'm going to have to take a look at that podcast and that book. Really appreciate it. But I do want to comment on one thing you said. There is a myth out there that somehow, and this is something that's being marketed by Trump and the rest, that somehow people look down on people on the right because they're uneducated. I'm going to say something that's heretical that you may not believe, but think about it. Trump supporters and the people on the right are highly educated, much better educated than Democrats. Why do I say that? Trump went to the University of Pennsylvania and Fordham University, two great universities. Pence went to college. Professor John Eastman, who's the architect of the Green Bay sweep and the coup, was a law clerk to the Supreme Court, and now he's a professor of law. The truth of the matter is that at the same breath, when the Republicans accuse the Democrats of being elitist, they attack them for having so many votes out of urban areas, very distressed urban areas, various minorities, many of whom do not have college educations. If you took a look at the demographic of who voted Democratic and who voted Republican, the polls would show that people who had only a grade school education vote Democratic, not Republican, not Republican. But people who had some college will vote Republican. Then it reverts at the graduate school level. If they have a graduate degree, it skews Democratic. It has nothing to do with elitism. You want, what do you think? The Koch brothers didn't go to college? You really think that? You think that Uline of Illinois is uneducated? They're being manipulated. They're being manipulated. The vast majority of the people who vote Democratic do not have college educations. And they, however, are smart, they're hardworking, and they understand civics. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to college. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to high school. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to grade school. But Abraham Lincoln sat by the fire after he worked all day, and he read the great books by firelight. Harry Truman did not go to college. On the other hand, Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy went to college. It doesn't matter. But if you start, and I'm not talking about you, Todd or Billy, I'm talking about people who are marketing this smear from the Republican side that somehow the Democratic Party is elitist and looks down on the Republican Party. You're out of your mind. Not you, but I'm talking about the people that purvey that thing. They're out of their minds. Go ahead and look at it. Why do you try to suppress the vote in Milwaukee, in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in Chicago? It's not because a ton of college graduates came out and voted. It's because a ton of people came out who are not college graduates. And the people that are behind Trump and behind the big lie are highly educated people. And this is nothing more than a scam, nothing more than a scam to try to hoodwink people. I want to get to one issue now. Uvalde, there is a development. Not only was the door unlocked, not only were there 80 police officers roaming around from different police forces, not only did they chicken out and stand in the hallway away from the door for an hour and 14 minutes when 19 little ones and two teachers were murdered, they could hear the screams. They could hear the shots of an AR-15. But it turns out, and by the way, not only did parents who screamed trying to get in, they were thrown on the ground and zip-tied. That happened. They were arrested, the parents, for trying to rescue their kids. But there was an off-duty police officer who had a daughter who had a, actually he had a wife who was one of the two teachers. That's what it was. In there, and she texted him saying, "I've been shot." And he showed up with his weapon and started to go in. They disarmed him. They disarmed him from going in to save his wife. These people have to be fired, every one of them in that hallway. These are not the Texas Rangers. These are the Texas Chicken Hawks. Pete Arredondo, the police chief, has been put on administrative leave. He has to go in front of a grand jury. If I'm on a jury, I'll send him to prison. He has the blood of 19 little ones on his hands. He has the blood of two teachers on his hands. He arrested, threw on the ground, and zip-tied fathers trying to go in to save their kids. He took an off-duty police officer and disarmed him and wouldn't let him go in. He lied and said that he had a whole ring full of keys he tried. He had no ring full of keys. It wasn't locked. He didn't turn the doorknob. He was afraid. They had bullet shields, and they had rifles and weapons to take the guy down. You walk up, guy with a bullet shield, yank open the door, hit the deck, and start pumping lead until the guy was blown apart. That is your job. They chickened out, 19 little ones killed, two teachers killed, arrested people, and by that I mean restrained them, zip-tied them, or disarmed them for going in and rescuing their kids. That is what happened in Uvalde. And now, every branch of government in Texas is covering it up. Why are they doing that? Because as more and more officers came in, they were all afraid to go in. There were Border Patrol people. There were state rangers. They were all these people, all afraid to go in, swaggering up and down, looking to arrest parents trying to go in. This does not look good. So when Arredondo testified to the city council there, they wouldn't let reporters in. They threw him out. They wouldn't let victims' families in. They threw him out. The victim family says, "Well, we have a chaplain here, a reverend. Please let him in." They threw him out. They threw him out. And he testified in secret. And the transcript can't be released, they say, because there's a Texas law that says unless the guilty guy has actually been convicted, you can't release any info. So they're not releasing anything. Why are they not releasing anything? Because the non-conviction issue is supposed to apply to people who are on the run. They're on the lam. So, yeah, you don't want to release information to tip the guy off. But when you gun him down, when you riddle him with bullets, finally, after he kills 19 little ones and two teachers, he's never going to be convicted. He's going to be convicted at the pearly gates. That's where he's going to be convicted. Okay? He'll be convicted at the pearly gates. So, therefore, they go, well, until St. Peter comes down and what? Signs an affidavit saying he's been convicted. You can't find out that we were chicken hawks. And we still want our benefits, our salary, to do nothing. To chicken out the 19 little ones, the two teachers who tried to protect them, get gunned down. This is absolutely disgusting. This is a Texas cover-up. The government down there is sick. It's a Republican government. The Republican Party is sick. They're the ones who are going to vote to secede from the union. Remember that? And do all this stuff. They are sick puppies. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I would say a shocking development if it hadn't happened in Russia. In the pictures where you see Vladimir Putin walking around, there is a guy, he's a colonel, who holds the nuclear football in a briefcase, the nuclear codes. His name is Vadim Zimin. discovered yesterday he was shot at his home in Moscow. He's gravely ill. And at first you think, oh, great, somebody's against Putin. I don't think there's any doubt that Putin shot him. For whatever reason, he first had him accused of bribery, but still hadn't fired him as the football carrier. And then he shot, just like those oligarchs in Barcelona and Moscow. Who knows why? Maybe he made a comment saying that he wouldn't know that he would obey an order from Putin to activate the bombs, all that kind of thing. But the genocidal sadist, the animal Putin, has had Vadim Zimin shot. And he's the guy in the picture is holding the nuclear football. This is a sick country. It's a Nazi country. You know, Zelensky came out and he was quite explicit. Our heavy weapons that we've sent him are having an impact, but Russia is still just staying offshore and in Russian territory and just mercilessly bombing with missiles, howitzers. Zelensky has two requests and Joe Biden, give them to him. One of them is for 1,000 howitzers, not just a few, and 300 multi-missile launchers, not just a few. There have to be a rain of missiles coming from Ukraine at that Russian fleet in the Black Sea, and a rain of missiles and howitzers going in all Russian troops in all places where they are shelling Ukraine. What Russia is doing, the Russian is a savage. What he is doing is simply destroying cities, bombing every building in it, then claiming that they, quote, occupy it, and then rounding up, murdering and torturing and exporting to gulags in Russia what as civilians are left. This is a war. Ukraine's only sin was to ask to be admitted to NATO, and we are permitting the rape, murder, torture, and evisceration of a friendly European country as a result. That is unconscionable. Europe has no soul. I'll tell you that Biden did great work putting Europe together. He has to keep Germany and France. They're both chicken. They both have betrayed Western civilization in this case. But Biden was much too timid at the beginning to get involved and get these guys the weapons they need, because he was being stabbed in the back by the Putin-loving Republican Party, by Trump, Tucker Carlson, people of that ilk, them and their kind. But you know, something comes with the territory. Now, Biden has gotten the message on weapons, and Joe Biden, I'm telling you, is probably your earliest and strongest supporter in Wisconsin, while everybody else was for Bernie and Elizabeth Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, that was for you. Get him 1,000 howitzers. Get him 300 multi-missile launchers. Eliminate the Russian fleet in the Black Sea and do it through Ukraine. Go to the lines. Lines are alive. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Morning. I have a comment and then a question. In Texas, the attorney general who's helping them hide behind this loophole in the law, I believe at one point he was under federal investigation. I think what was going on there is he was giving basically jobs for no work. I believe he gave a job to a mistress of one of his campaign contributors. And I was wondering if that's still going on. And then second, if, you know, kind of hold these police accountable for not doing their job and letting these kids kind of get massacred, is there any way the federal government can intervene to really do an investigation and actually make sure justice is seen and people are held accountable for the lack of action?
The answer is yes and yes. Very good questions. And let me just respond very briefly. When it comes to Paxton, the attorney general down there, you're very kind to him. He said he used to be under investigation. Robert, he has been indicted. He's been indicted, but he's been indicted for 7 years because the whole system down there is corrupt as heck. He's indicted, and yet he beat George Bush the third or whatever he was, George Jeb Bush's son, for AG in a primary. In Texas, the Republican Party likes indicted people. Just like in Florida, the Florida Republican Party likes guys like Scott who took the Fifth in a Medicaid fraud case. Secondly, with regard to what can the federal government do, yes, they can intervene. First of all, every police force in this country, including Uvalde, gets some federal dollars. So there's jurisdiction. Secondly, those little ones, the 19 little ones and the two teachers, they have constitutional rights. And they were violated here when a state agency, a police force is a state agency. That's a term of art. Doesn't mean it's statewide, but it means that it's the government. That government, that agency, has an obligation to protect them and didn't do it. I think that you could indict all 80 of those officers. I want to say that I think that that would be politically untenable. So I think what you do is indict Peter Redondo, or at least take him in front of a grand jury and see if they indict him for chickening out. For not only chickening out, but lying about saying he had keys when it was unlocked and he didn't even approach the door because he was afraid. He was afraid. And then a father shows up and off-duty officer with a gun is going to go in and kill the guy. They disarm him. And a couple of other fathers are ready to go in with their bare hands. And they throw him on the ground and zip tie them. This is disgusting. It's cowardice. Every one of those cops who was in there should lose his job. Redondo should be indicted. Yes, the federal government can do it. The question is, how much do you load on Merrick Garland's plate? You have the fake electors. You have Trump. I mean, at some point, you think that a state should be able to conduct itself in a human fashion. But unfortunately, there are plenty of good Texans, but they're run by Republicans. You saw what they did in their platform. We're going to secede, get rid of the federal income tax. Biden's not legitimate. Gay people are abnormal. That's the kind of people they are. That's the kind of people they are. Thanks for calling in. We're going to Glines. They've lighted up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I'll make this quick. This would never happen in Wisconsin. We have a better trained police force. And I just wanted to run that by you there, Matt. See you next Monday.
Yeah, no, you're right. We do have a better trained police force. And the police in general have the toughest job in the world, and I'm a strong supporter. My uncle and my cousin were police officers. My uncle and my cousin were police officers. And I'm very grateful for their service and their love in our family, to all our family members. And they are, I will tout them till the day I die. But these are some rotten apples down there. The guy should have at least tried the door. They had a shield. Kick it open. Hit the deck and just spray lead until he's killed. 3 minutes. 3 minutes after he'd gone in, they were there before anybody was killed. And 19 little ones died. An hour and 14 minutes? Come on. They kept waiting for backup. You know what they kept waiting for? Somebody with the guts to actually do it. They all milled around, arresting parents who tried to break in and rescue their kids. The more on the line. I'm sorry I can't get to you all. I'm coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.